You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ah! Scott, you don't do the growl?
I like when you do the growl. I always am in my car doing the exact same growl, but I wanted to hear your growl.
That is mine. Do you got one?
Ah!
That sounds like...
That sounded painful.
It did hurt.
Your finger with a hammer or something.
It hurt my
So Scott Kaplan is in for John today, and the big news of the day is that LeBron James has signed a two-year, $85 million extension. So he'll make $39 million this year. And then $43 million the 2 years following. It means LeBron will be a Laker until after the 2022-2023 season. For me, Scott, this came out of nowhere. Like, we were waiting for an Anthony Davis contract, and all of a sudden we get a LeBron extension.
Yeah, I had no idea that this well, no one called me. You know, no one alerted me.
You don't have
me.
Any inside sources?
Right. No one like from LeBron's office or inner circle called me and goes, oh, hey, just by the way, we're working on an extension over here, and that will precede the AD deal. And you know, when you hear the numbers, and I guess in today's world of superstar athletes, and you hear these numbers, $44 million. You know, you hear about a baseball player, $35 million, $40 million. Now LeBron, $45 million to play ball. It's such an enormous, ridiculous, crazy amount of money. 1 year, just 1 year, $45 million.
Yeah,
your life has changed forever. Generations are changed forever.
Well, and the thing about LeBron, too, is he makes so much off the basketball court. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got the Space Jam movie coming out. He's producing television. He's got endorsement deals. I mean, he is just raking it in. And frankly, he absolutely deserves it. He is LeBron James, and to my eye, he is the best basketball player I have seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, but you know what else?
Better than Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and when you look at this contract now, Steve, and you look at these next 2 years added on here, when you look at the statistics and you try and project out, and even though LeBron is going to enter into his late 30s, I'm looking at Tom Brady, and I got you. He's not Tom Brady who he was a couple years ago in New England. And I know that Drew Brees had his rib cage crunched, and he's got busted up ribs and a punctured lung. But LeBron, in his sport, with his fitness, with his workout regimen, et cetera, LeBron James could be playing into his 40s.
You know, LeBron does that thing, and he even does it before a game. I don't know, what's your fitness level, Scott?
My fitness level is, I'm going to call it a 6.75 out of 10 right now.
That's pretty good and pretty specific. So what LeBron does is he takes one of those big balance balls, and he kneels on it and keeps his balance, and then he catches the medicine ball, throwing it back and forth while maintaining his balance, which means it's 100% core. I watched a video of his pregame ritual a couple of years ago, and I'm just astounded by the fact that he does that before the game. Mm-hmm. Before the game, he's doing that. And, you know, as a Laker fan, and I think as Lakers Nation, we've got to be thrilled that we have got LeBron James, the guy who carried us to a championship this past season, is going to be here for the next 3 years. That is an unbelievable opportunity for the franchise. It's an unbelievable opportunity for LeBron because, as he said last night in his podcast on Spectrum, he thinks they can absolutely repeat and that they only got younger during this offseason, which is absolutely true. You know, they got Montrezl Harrell, who's 27. They got Dennis Schroeder, who's 27. All of a sudden, the team has gotten younger, and I think this is a better team, top to bottom, than we saw last year. And remember, last year, we won it all.
All right, I have a question. Yes. I was watching this podcast / TV show on Spectrum last night.
Yes.
I was on the air here on 710, okay. But I recorded it because I heard George and LZ promoting it. And I was like, don't drive people over there. Keep them here and do what I'm doing, which is DVR. So I was watching it today, Mace.
Yep.
I have a question. What ring is LeBron wearing on his right pinky?
Huh.
Have you seen this? Did this catch your eye?
What is it, Jorge? It
looks like a lion, right?
Yeah, it looks like a lion.
Okay, I think, check me on this. Somebody do some research. Somebody help a brother out here. Okay?
Come on, Twitter. Come on, Twitter.
What ring is LeBron wearing on his right pinky? Because to me, it looks like the most recent championship ring. I mean, it's gigantic. You know?
It? Yeah.
But for him, it's on his pinky. You know, for me, it would be around my wrist.
Yeah, right.
For LeBron, it's on his pinky. And I'm like, you know, I know when athletes wear their Super Bowl rings, their championship rings, generally they kind of wear them, I think, ring finger, maybe middle finger. But LeBron's got it on his pinky.
So that's LeBron. That's LeBron. Age 35 season and still doing it. And, yeah, just an absolute monster of an athlete. So the interesting thing about this, Scott, for me, is the timing of it all. So here we are. LeBron is under contract for this coming season before the extension. Still has a contract for 20. We're just going to call it 2021 now that it's starting so late in the year. But I thought Anthony Davis was going to sign before LeBron. And I wonder what changed the order of things. Because the theory has been, and I think this is credit Brian Windhorst for this, is that the Lakers' intention was for LeBron and Anthony Davis both to expire after this year, create room to sign Giannis Antetokounmpo, and then use bird rights to re-sign LeBron and AD. I don't know where that dynamic is now. I'm no salary cap expert. I did some math. It looks like they've only got four players on the roster for next year, so there is room, but I don't know what that does to the Giannis of it all.
Well, here's
because in my head, Scott, I'm like I've been dreaming of Giannis playing with LeBron and AD. I'm sure, like a lot of people.
Okay, I want to also try and understand something. First, my question was, and this is pre-LeBron signing, what was the holdup in AD? Once the draft happened and free agency opened, why does a deal like that not get done? Okay, now that LeBron has signed, my question is, in fitting together the pieces of the puzzle, LeBron decided to make this longer-term commitment. My guess is, my perception is that he's saying to AD, look, sign whatever it may be, 1, 2, 3-year, 5-year deal. I'm going to finish my career here, and we're going to win some more championships together. So now, what is the best deal that AD can get? And whatever it is, why not just hustle up and make it happen?
Well, I think what everybody's been waiting on is that Giannis has an opportunity to exercise his Supermax contract, which is 5 years, $238 million. He's got to do it before December 22nd, the start of the season. So if he doesn't do it, it means he may hit the market during the course of this coming summer. And I really think everything hinges on the reason why AD has been waiting is to see exactly what's going on with Giannis. This is my theory. This is informed in part by Brian Windhorst. I may be putting words into his mouth to some degree, but that's the way I interpreted it. So you get what I'm saying. If LeBron was going to expire after this year, and if AD was going to, if he signed a 1-1, let's say, so he expires after this year, doesn't pick up his player option, all of a sudden they've got cap space to sign Giannis or some other superstar. Then they use bird rights to re-sign Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Now that's different because LeBron is rock solid for 3 years. So I think the AD thing is, let me see if there's another way or a way I can structure this contract to bring in another young star to play alongside me and LeBron. Because ultimately, I mean, it's going to be Anthony Davis's franchise at some point. Maybe it sounds like it's going to be 3 years from now. It's going to be his show. And he wants to have a young player to sort of ascend with him.
Tell you what, I looked at LeBron in this TV show last night on Spectrum.
Yes.
And here's what I saw. I saw a guy who was happy and chilled. But I don't mean satisfied looking. I just mean like, you know what? I'm out of that damn bubble. Okay.
Yep.
I've come home. I've got my life the way I want it right
I'm
now.
I'm with my family.
Yeah. The election is over. I got my desired result.
Yep.
I mean, just like everything about LeBron in this podcast, TV show, to me, made him look happy and chilled, as if to say, like, I came to LA, I delivered what I said I was going to, I'm making an even greater commitment so everybody knows, and I plan on winning a bunch more before I'm done.
So, Jorge, follow me here. This is from last night's special on Spectrum with LeBron James. Allie Clifton asked if he thinks the Lakers can repeat.
Can y'all repeat?
We can. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, we absolutely can. Like RJ said with the Nets, first of all, it all starts with health.
Yeah.
You have to have some luck, and you have to have health. If we can stay healthy, but we did get younger. And we grabbed the 27-year-old point guard. We got the 27-year-old sixth man of the year, Warren Trez. We got
IQ
younger.
With Mark.
You know, we got Mark, who's a defensive player of the year, and his IQ playing against, not only playing against him in the NBA, but also playing against him versus Spain, national team. Five.
So there you have that. Absolutely, we can repeat. And as he says, we got younger. You know, Scott, I don't know if you were in LA when this went on, when originally LeBron was signed, but there was a sea of haters.
Mm-hmm.
There were people that looked at LeBron and said, he will never be a Laker. He's a Cavalier. Or he's a Miami Heat, but he's not going to be one of us. And there was a mural of LeBron James that went up right after he signed in, I think it was on Melrose in West Hollywood. And it was immediately overnight defaced. Somebody spray painted over the mural. We don't want any part of LeBron. Now look at us. Now look at where we are. So I'm going to ask somebody to do something ballsy. If you are one of those haters, mm-hmm. I want you to either call in and say I was wrong,
oh my,
and admit that you were wrong.
Oh my, that's asking a lot.
Or explain why you still believe LeBron James isn't going to be a great Laker in the history of the franchise, which I think is an impossible case to make. 877-710-ESPN. By the way, we'll work in your phone calls throughout the day. We got a lot of stuff coming up. It is Baltimore 6 and Pittsburgh 6. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. I think there's an extra point to follow here. And Baltimore will have a 7-6 lead, which I think is actually surprising.
Is this for real? Like, are we really, really watching NFL football in the middle of the day on Wednesday on network television, NBC? Is this really happening right now?
Yeah, we will get to this because this is a great topic. And Roger Goodell did what he does best. He said something stupid today. Mm. That's also coming up for you. But, you know, Santa Key is coming to town, Scott. Have you heard about this?
I've heard. In fact, I did say I want my stocking to be blue and white that says Happy Hanukkah. You know, I need to represent.
Oh, yeah. I did not realize you were of the tribe.
Oh, come on, man.
No, I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Don't I sound like a doctor or a lawyer to you?
No. You sound like a radio talk show host. all right, so Santa Key's coming to town, stuffing your stockings with Lakers stuff and collectibles. Keep on listening for the sound of Santa Key coming down your chimney. Once you hear it, be caller number 7, 877-710-ESPN. You got a chance to pick a stocking above the 710 fireplace. You got Keyshawn, you got Greeny, you got Max, you got me, Ireland, Sedano, LZ, Scott Kaplan right there, the blue and white stocking, playoff Sliwa. You can win Lakers stuff and collectibles. 710 ESPN is your home of the world champion Los Angeles Lakers. Mason and Ireland rolling on. Scott Kaplan is in today, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, on a day that Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James has agreed to a 2-year, $85 million maximum contract extension, we are on the air, and it is a great day. It is a glorious day if you're a Lakers fan. Most Lakers fans, I think Junior is on the line from Oxnard. By the way, Scott Kaplan's filling in for John. Junior is on the line from Oxnard. Hey, Junior, what's up, man?
What's up?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I just can't wait till LeBron gets his butt out of here and goes back to the East where he belongs.
Oh, come on. Why?
Wait a second. Yeah, let's hear this.
Where do I start? First of all, he's always looking for a good team that's ready to win a championship so he could just jump on their bandwagon.
That was clearly not the case here because the Lakers were awful in his first season.
Well, yeah, but we all knew they were going to sign a superstar, which they did, because he couldn't do it by himself. That was a given.
Okay. give me more. Give me more, Junior.
And just to make myself clear, I've been a Laker fan for 43 years.
Okay.
Diehard Laker fan. And as of, 2 years ago when LeBron came over, I can't stand the Lakers anymore. I tried watching them, but I find myself rooting for the opposite team.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. That is an unbelievable basball player, and he happens to be ours. Wait a minute, as a Laker fan, are you going to count the 17th banner?
He was a Kobe rival, our number one rival. He should stay in the East. This will never be a LeBron team. This will always be a Kobe Bryant team.
There, you don't have to be one or the other. It is not A or B. You can love LeBron and love Kobe Bryant. They are not mutually exclusive. I don't know why you don't get that, Junior.
He will never be a Laker, ever. Never.
All right, Junior. Thank you, man.
I can't wait till we get rid of him. I can't even watch Lakers anymore.
Okay. All right, Junior. We'll all be watching for you.
Now, wait a second, though, Mace. Hold on. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You asked for this, man.
No, I asked for it, but, I mean, he didn't make a good case.
But you acknowledge that there are other fans out there that when LeBron played for Miami or Cleveland, and probably more after the decision, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, that turned a lot of people off. And so it was easy to not like LeBron because he's the rival. I mean, everybody wanted to see a Lakers Heat finals back then.
Sure.
And so then what happens is it's very typical in sports. Like if somebody's a jerk, you hate them until the jerk joins your team. Now, LeBron wasn't a jerk, but you understand what I'm saying, that
yeah.
It was easy to dislike him because he'd left his hometown, he'd gone to Miami, racked up a title, and then he had already polarized a lot of people. So now he finally gets out here to L.A., and people have already made up their mind. He doesn't belong here. This isn't his franchise.
But I think that is a sliver of Laker fans.
I agree.
I believe it may only be Junior from Oxnard.
I don't know. There's got to be somebody else out there. And by the way, he didn't exactly apologize like you asked, Steve. You know, he was saying, look.
He doubled down.
That's exactly right. You know, you said, Mace, you said very specifically, I'm looking for people who were LeBron haters who've now gotten over their hate and have accepted and love LeBron as part of the Laker family. By the way, LeBron James goes down in Laker history as one of the all-time greats now for this reason. He delivered the title the year he had to deliver the title.
Right. Hang on a second. Regina's on the line. Regina, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up?
Woohoo! I would like to apologize there to LeBron for... I used to call him LeBoo-boo.
Okay.
He misses his free throw, but he won the Lakers a damn championship. Woo!
That's right, Regina. That's the spirit.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Regina. It is great to hear from you, and I appreciate you refuting everything that Junior from Oxnard said.
See, this
Junior
was a great
from
idea.
Oxnard may be our whipping boy today.
Yeah, this was a great idea by you,
Oxnard.
Though. This is a great idea by you, Mace, because you're going to get the Reginas of the world.
Yep.
Who called him names. LeBoo-boo.
Yeah.
I know people that call him LaFoul. I know people that call him LaStat. They've all got little nicknames for LeBron. But the fact is, Regina can step up to the mic and say, look, this is the way I felt. But he's delivered for me, so all is forgiven.
Yeah, to me, he is LaKing. LaKing. All right, coming up next for you, Scott. We had so much going on today. It's an unbelievably busy show. So Sean McVay is going to join us, Rams head coach. Plus, Scott, the stupidest TV show that I am absolutely hooked on.
Can't wait to hear this.
I will tell you about it coming up next. And by the way, don't miss Disney's new football safety, inspired by a true story of Clemson football safety Ray McElrathby. Football plays a huge role in the film, as Oscar-nominated filmmaker Reginald Hudlin brilliantly tells the story about brotherhood on and off the field and coming together for the greater good, which is a message our society needs right now. It starts streaming exclusively on Disney Plus on December 11th. Mason, Ireland, Scott Kaplan in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And we will get back to LeBron straight up 2 o'clock, so make sure you're here for that. Also, Ramona Shelburne is going to join us, Momo at 2:15, and Dave McMenamin, who follows this team as closely as anybody, is going to be joining us. And I don't see him on the schedule, but I assume he is officially going to be here with us. So that's all coming up for you. So, Scott.
Sir.
Scott Kaplan's in for John today, by the way. You can hear him every night, or most every night, from 7 until 10, right?
You know, I actually did not know, Mace, when we started the 7 to 10 show on 710, how it was going to go down.
Yep.
But I got to say, I'm loving it. Like, my son says to me, Dad, do you mind these hours? I go, mind? What else would I be doing between 7 and 10 at night? I'm sitting in my house right now. I got TVs plastered all over the walls. I'm watching everything that's on TV. I'm talking to people. I'm having a great time. I love it.
Yeah. No, it's a fun. I used to do nights. Nights is really fun. It's really loose. The bosses don't listen.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
You can get away with most anything.
Yeah.
It's after family hour. So, nights are fun. Nights are fun.
I'm enjoying it.
So, I have made fun of this show when I see the promos. I've said stupid, and it's a gigantic hit. So I happened to, when nothing better was on, watched an episode of The Masked Singer.
Oh, my.
Now, this is a ridiculous program. Have you watched it?
So I've seen the promos also. Check me on this. Is this on Fox? Would I have seen these promos during a football game?
You would have seen them during a football game. Yeah, I think it's the biggest hit Fox has right now. Different celebrities get into weird sort of costumes, and then they sing, and then the panel, which includes Jenny McCarthy and some other people who I can't remember now, they all try to guess who is under the mask.
And how do they guess that? Like, I think I saw in one of the promos that one of the masked singers was Mark Sanchez. And
yes.
If Mark Sanchez were there, I'd be like, what kind of clues do I have that I would know who this is behind the mask?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what the clues are, but they do give you clues before the person sings. Okay. So the last one I saw was Paul Anka, who's a legendary guy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think the Masked Singer is kind of beneath him. He's Paul friggin' Anka. You know what great song he wrote for Sinatra?
Tell me.
My Way.
I didn't know that.
Paul Anka wrote My Way, and he wrote it when he was young. He said, it wouldn't sound right coming out of my mouth because I'm a young guy, but Sinatra, perfect for it. So he wrote My Way for Sinatra. But that guy was under. Now, tonight, supposedly, and I don't know why I'm so excited, but there is going to be a triple unmasking. We are going to find out who is under three different masks tonight. So stupidly, I am hooked on this thing. I'm fascinated by it. It looks like it's like some kind of garish looking thing that if you were overseas, you'd see it on TV and you'd think, boy, these people in this country are crazy to watch this. And now here I am watching it, and it's the number one hit in America. So
I had no idea. Now I'm looking at the judging crew here.
Yep.
You've got Robin Thicke.
That's right.
Yeah, so now he's like a one-hit wonder, right?
By the way, the one hit is so inappropriate by today's standards.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about it?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the name of the song was.
Blurred Lines.
Oh, yeah. Blurred Lines. Yeah, it was hot.
But it's like, it's unclear whether she not. It's like, no, that song is completely inappropriate.
All right, you got Jenny McCarthy.
Yep.
Here's Jenny. She's looking good.
Cousin, by the way, of Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm filled with stupid knowledge.
All right, you got Kim Jong. He's the guy from The Hangover, right?
He gets out of the trunk and goes crazy.
Right. Am I saying his name right? I hope I am.
Ken Hung, I think sounds about right. Sure.
Okay. All right. And then somebody, I'm not sure who is Nicole Scherzinger.
She was
in the Pussycat Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, really?
And now I think she's just a professional judge on different music shows. But
now they had one hit too, right? The Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
that's
they
not
had
my
a couple.
Wheelhouse.
They had a song called Buttons.
No, that's
where
it
was
not
like
it.
Loosen up my buttons. And then there was another one, but I can't remember what it was called.
No,
but
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna find out now. It's gonna
bother me.
All
right, so Mace, you're watching this show. You're obsessed with this mask show.
Yes, I am. I'm watching it. I will be watching it tonight. I want to find out who is under all three masks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen, I gotta say, you've given me a reason to at least check it out. I don't have like one network TV show that I watch. Not one.
I have one.
Is this it?
No, actually a second one besides this. I love Superstore on NBC.
Okay. I don't have it.
Which is really friggin' funny, and I'm surprised what they get away with. And by the way, I've got a podcast with Lauren Ash from Superstore online right now at stevemason.com. Check that out. She is a delight. She is a delight. Really fun, really funny. But Superstore
cool.
is a really funny show.
Okay, so I don't have any network TV shows any longer, and it's not because I'm Mr. Cool Cord Cutter, hardly. It's just because I think mostly my TV is on sports. But Mace, I did over the Thanksgiving holiday see two pieces of content that I would not normally have seen.
Okay.
I saw on Netflix, and I only saw it because Netflix is like being at a restaurant where the menu is too big
yes.
and you can't make a decision. So I found the trending section, and there's a movie, a Ron Howard movie called The Hillbilly Elegy. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about it. Yeah. Hillbilly Elegy. I think Glenn Close and Amy Adams are in it.
Right. Have you seen this yet?
No. Is it good?
You must see this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because, you know, the family is from Ohio, like the Ohio-Kentucky border.
And I think
ultimately you'll walk away going, wow, like
those people are messed up.
Well, yes, but not that dissimilar to us. Now, we may think of them, hey, they're a bunch of hillbillies, but the fact is they got the same kinds of problems, you know, just looks a little different.
Yeah.
So I thought Hillbilly Elegy was good. And then I got completely hooked on The Undoing on HBO. Have you seen
that? I've seen the whole thing, and I watched the finale on Sunday night.
As did I. I sat there like millions of people.
Don't give it away, but damn.
Dude.
Damn.
I just started watching that last night. So don't
started? How do you stop? If I told you there were six episodes, I'd have watched all six episodes back to back to back. I watched the first five not knowing. I didn't know that there was a sixth. Oh, man, what a great series that was.
Yeah, it is a great series. Yeah, Hugh Grant is great. Nicole Kidman is great. Whoever plays that little kid is good. Yeah, strong recommend for HBO. That's HBO Max, I think, which I don't even understand. I don't know what HBO is compared to HBO Max. Nobody's explained that to me. I don't think HBO has done a good job of explaining what the hell is going on with their new channel. I don't understand. But somehow I found my way to HBO Max.
I'm trying to cut the cord. Are you a cord cutter?
I am not. I have many streaming services and cable.
Yeah, same. And so I'm trying. And what I found out most recently is that when you get a brand new TV, it's all like loaded up. So yep. I want to use YouTube TV. I want to even use my cable app. I'm using the Spectrum app. But I will say like that the streaming is like 15 seconds behind regular cable.
So bad for sports.
I think so. I mean, like when you said earlier that Baltimore had a 7-6 lead over Pittsburgh, I was like, Mace, are you sure? Because I've got it at 6-0 Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You're on a delay right now. All right. Coming up next for you, Coach Sean McVay of the Los Angeles Rams will be joining us. And again, at 2:00, we'll circle back to the biggest story that you need to know today, all about LeBron James' extension with the Los Angeles Lakers. And then at 2:15, Momo is going to join us. Mason in Ireland, Scott Kaplan in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't even care about Instagram. Follow me at Venice Mace. All right. Scott Kaplan is in for John today. The latest, the Pittsburgh Steelers have got a 9-7 lead on Baltimore with about 7 minutes left in the first half. It is strange and weird to see an NFL game on the air right now.
Yeah, but on the flip side, Mace, I would like to say this. That I have some choices at this moment. I've got General Hospital available to me.
Yeah.
I have the People's Court.
Perfect.
I have the Young and the Restless.
Nice.
I've got NFL football. I've got Judge Mathis. I mean, I don't know. Should I watch Judge Mathis or should I watch Ben Roethlisberger against RG3?
Two soap operas, mm-hmm. two judges,
right?
And the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me the NFL.
Yeah. Young and the Restless versus General Hospital. Which one would you watch?
My buddy Josh Morrow is on Young and the Restless, so I would choose Young and the Restless.
Okay. I can't remember the last time I saw a daytime soap.
No. Well, they're disappearing. They're going away. Yeah. Hey, so you're a huge NFL guy. And Scott, for people that don't know, Scott flies around the country and does sidelines for Westwood One. I know that's not happening this year. Tell me your thoughts on Jared Goff, who has now had 10 turnovers in 4 games.
Can't deny the fact that he's turning the ball over. So the stats are what they are. He's throwing interceptions. Some of them are going back to the house. He's losing fumbles. These are all things that are true. However, I hear people talking about, have we seen the best of Jared Goff? Have the Rams given him too much money too soon? Are they too committed to Jared Goff? Are they screwed because they can't get out from underneath this contract? And I got to say that when you look at Philadelphia and you look at Carson Wentz, they've drafted somebody in the second round who was a great, great college quarterback and is a completely different style of player. The Rams don't present that opportunity. They're very committed to the type of quarterback that Jared Goff is.
Yes.
And so look, To me, when you are committed to a quarterback that plays this style of football, you surround him with an excellent offensive line and a really strong running game. And right now, I would have to defer to Coach McVay when he comes on, but I'd love to know what they grade their offensive line at right now and what they think of their running game. Because if it wasn't for one 61-yard run, there is no running game to speak of.
Yeah, they were like 1.7 yards per carry except for that Cam Akers 61-yard run.
Therein lies my point.
And the problem is that so much of the Rams' offense is predicated on play action. And if you're unable to run the football and your run has no credibility, all of a sudden play action doesn't work and they go to a straight drop back for Jared Goff. And I don't think he's as effective as he is in play action, off those boots. Those are the things that he does really, really well. So, yeah, the inability to run the football was a huge factor in Sunday's game. But the mistakes are the mistakes. And for the first time, and I will ask Sean about this, for the first time, normally we have them on all the time. And no matter what happens, Sean will say, it's on me. I should have done a better job. I need to put guys in better positions. We need to do a better job as a coaching staff, all that kind of stuff. For the first time, he called out his quarterback.
Yep.
After the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wonder about the dynamics of that. I wonder how that's going to affect Jared Goff, if at all. If at all. Does it wake him up? And does he become the guy that we've come to know? It's just hard to believe that the guy who was, what was he, 41 for 51, something like that against Tampa, beating the Buccaneers a week before on Monday night, and then this debacle on Sunday against the 49ers. I also think there's an element of, I think it's possible to have another team's number. I just think that's a reality. And Sean McVay is 11-3 against Seattle and Arizona combined. He's lost four in a row to San Francisco.
Yep. And you mentioned the other day, because I was listening to you, you mentioned what Jared Goff's record is. And I remember you very vividly saying, you know, throw out the Jeff Fisher year.
Yes.
And then let's talk about what Goff's record is. And as I recall, it was something like 40-19, something like that.
You nailed it. Yeah, 40-19 is absolutely right. And there's something to be said for that. Played all those games. Mm-hmm. Your number one gift is availability. And he's played the majority of them, well over the majority of them, really, really well.
I just think that in many ways, when you watch Todd Gurley last year, and even the year before that, you know, when C.J. Anderson showed up and you needed him in the playoffs, when you look at what the running game was when Gurley was at his best, that's when the Rams were at their best. And the fact of the matter is, it's not about not having a great individual back. It's about the running game, the commitment to the running game, change in offensive coordinator along the way. Listen, yep. Kevin O'Connell's a kid. I've been following him since his high school days and his collegiate career and his ascent through the coaching ranks, et cetera.
Don't that make you feel old?
Hold on. I'm calling it a quick timeout, Mace. You want to hear how something makes you feel old?
Yeah.
Okay, here goes. LeBron James is doing this interview on Spectrum.
Yes.
LeBron James talks about his mother voting for the first time in her life.
Wow.
Do you know how old his mom is?
No.
He Gloria, mentions
right?
it. He mentions it. Yeah. He was my mom. My mom, first time she ever voted in her life. She's blank years old. Take a guess.
I'm going to say 65.
All right, I've just put you in a horrible position. Horrible
she's
position.
She's like 55 or 50, right?
She's 52.
Yeah. She's 50. Well, I wasn't going by look. I was just going by, you know, what logically would make sense.
Right. She's 52. LeBron is, I think, 36. She's 52. Okay, so she had a baby when she was young. It happens, right?
Yeah.
But when I heard that, I went, wait a second. LeBron's mom is 52?
Does that make you older than LeBron's mom?
No. I'm significantly younger than LeBron's mom by 2 years, but it made me feel old.
Yeah, sure. A lot of stuff makes me feel. I get this ulcer right now. That makes me feel old.
Now, what is
sounds
that
like
all
something
about?
An old guy gets who's, you know, being hectored and badgered at the office. And finally he says, that's enough, my stomach, and finds a way out and all that kind of business. But no, stuff does. I mean, you know, getting older is getting older, man. I'm 55. But you know what's keeping me young? Puerto Yesca.
Yeah.
Jorge, there you go. Puerto Yesca. Which is just plain old cannabis. Just plain old
That's it.
Cannabis. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you, we will dig back into LeBron's extension with the Los Angeles Lakers. In case you missed it, 2 years, $85 million for that extension announced by Rich Paul from Clutch earlier today. And what does that mean for Anthony Davis's extension? We'll get into that. Plus, Ramona Shelburne. Momo is going to join us at 2:15. Mesa in Ireland. Scott Kaplan is in for John 710 ESPN.